Before I jump in, I invite you just to pause and look at the snow. It's pretty. In January, it's not going to feel pretty. But today it does. As we enter the season of Advent and turn our attention to the familiar stories surrounding the birth of Jesus, we pause today to remember that the Christmas story, the great news, our good news of great joy to all people story, it kind of starts as hard news for two couples. It's not necessarily bad news, it's just hard. Hard for them to hold, hard to accept, hard to wrap their minds around. The whole thing begins with an elderly couple, Zachariah and Elizabeth. We don't know how old they are, but we know they're far past childbearing years. And so why don't we just read it together? This is all from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 5. During the rule of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron. They were both righteous before God, blameless in their observance of all the Lord's commandments and regulations. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was unable to become pregnant, and they were both very old. Now I stop for just a second, because I wonder, as we've been reading through the Bible together, if you've ever noticed that in lieu of science or modern medicine, when a couple in the Bible is unable to have kids, they typically claim that there is something wrong with the woman. And not just like subtly either. They made sure to write it down so that there were no mistaking it. Now, obviously, we now know that there's a combination of factors from both partners that can make having children challenging. But I digress. Or maybe it's not a digression, right? Maybe it's worth pointing out every so often the unjustified shame that was piled on women when their families' dreams weren't fulfilled. And maybe it's worth pointing out how personal and painful this Christmas story starts off. Zechariah and Elizabeth were both righteous before God, blameless in their observance of all the Lord's commandments and regulations, but they had no children, because Elizabeth was unable to become pregnant, and they were both very old. One day, Zechariah was serving as a priest before God because his priestly division was on duty. Following the customs of priestly service, he was chosen by lottery to go into the Lord's sanctuary and burn incense. All the people who gathered to worship were praying outside during this hour of incense offering. Now an angel from the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was startled and overcome with fear. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will give birth to a son, and you must name him John." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can this be? My wife and I are very old." Now that's some sort of news, right? I don't want to say it's bad news, but it certainly would be hard news. Hard to hold, hard to accept, hard for them to wrap their minds around. Friends, even when you're actively trying to have kids, when you finally find out that it's going to happen, your body gets rocked with all the feelings and thoughts and stuff. It's exhilarating and frightening, right? It's wow and a little like, whoa. When Julie told me we were expecting our first, man, what a thing that was. At the time, we were running a group home for teenage boys, and we had 8 kids living with us. And I think it's fair to say they all fell on the spectrum of extremely high needs to convicted felons of violent crimes and everything in between. Here and I was going to be a dad, man, it was the best news I had ever heard. And yet my mind started thinking through all the implications, right? Like every last implication with all those boys living with us. It wasn't going to be the cute and quiet nursery of our dreams, to say the least. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will give birth to your son, and you must name him John." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can this be? My wife and I are very old." And the angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in God's presence. I was sent to speak to you and to bring this good news to you. Know this, what I've spoken will come true at the proper time, but because you didn't believe me, you will remain silent, unable to speak, until the day when these things happen." Can you picture Zechariah cycling through all of the implications, the questions, the concerns? Right? He says, "Hey, Gabe, I don't know how angels reproduce or how this works up in heaven, but Elizabeth and I, we're kind of past that phase, right? It's not going to happen." You can hear him say, right, "We've been waiting our whole life for this good news, and, man, we've already waited our whole life to hear this news. We don't have the same energy that we did when we were younger." All right, and what about Elizabeth? Health concerns, that was already a thing at our age. It sounds dangerous. And what about our child? What will he think, right, or do when we... they're not going to live forever. Can you imagine his head racing? And then to cap it all off, he's now unable to speak or talk or process his feelings with anyone. Yeah. It's good news. I get it. But it's also hard news, right? Hard to hold. He said, hard to accept, hard to wrap your mind around. That's how the Christmas story starts off. At least for Zechariah and Elizabeth, that's how this good news starts off. They are too old for this stuff. And yet it's kind of what they've been waiting for. Next we have Mary and Joseph. They're young, like engaged in planning a wedding, young. Let's read it. Also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, now in verse 26. "When Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, 'Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you.' She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, 'Don't be afraid, Mary.'" We pause once more. So I wonder if you've ever noticed that when angels approach people in the Bible, they almost always begin by saying, "Don't be afraid." Right? You see my caller ID come up? I'm calling one of you out of the blue, and I start with the words, "Now don't freak out." You're going to freak out immediately. "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news." It's like the angels even know that what they're about to share is ultimately good news, but it might take a second to settle in. The angel says, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He'll be great, and he'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Now that's some good news. But Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen, since I've never been with a man?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son. Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son. This woman who was labeled unable to conceive is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God. Now, once again, I don't want to say that that's bad news, but it's hard news, right? Mary might not have the same questions that Zechariah and Elizabeth had, but she's got her own bag of problems to work out. They were too old. She's too young. I mean, I'll cut right to the chase. Pregnant girls didn't get married back in the day. They got executed. Right? At the time, becoming pregnant outside of marriage, that was already enough to have you killed. Getting pregnant by someone other than the person you're engaged to, right? That is a dangerous situation to be in, and there's no easy way out of that one. And so it's impossibly hard to imagine what's cycling through Mary's mind. Her safety, her fiancé, her family, the safety of her child. What will people say, do? How can this be happening? Friends, that's how the Christmas story begins. The good news of great joy for all people started as hard news for two couples. Not necessarily bad, just hard. And maybe you've bumped up against one of those seasons, those hard seasons that are just a bit of a mixed bag. Like Zechariah and Elizabeth, maybe you've waited your whole life, or feels like your whole life, for something to happen. And then when it did happen, it came with some unforeseen challenges. Or it left you feeling different than you expected to feel when you finally got to that point. Right? You're supposed to be so excited, and yet you feel something else. Or maybe like Mary and Joseph, maybe you were just getting started in life, young, feeling fresh, and then you got thrown into the deep end much earlier than you expected. You knew stuff like this could happen in life, but you never thought it'd happen now, this early, this young. It's hard. Maybe it's still hard. And sometimes I think we like to put things into boxes. We like to categorize things as good or as bad when so much of our life and our life story is just far more nuanced and complex than that. Now, there's likely going to be some grief mixed in with our joy, some letdown that follows our mountaintop, some good news mixed in with hard news, and it's okay. Right? That is the Christmas story. So I don't know what you've got going on in your life right now. It might be chill. Might be all good, great, even. But I also know it might be hard. All right. 60s, 70-year-olds, don't worry. You're likely not having a baby anytime soon, right? Virgins, you're likely not pregnant. But that doesn't mean that you don't have things that are hard to hold, hard to accept, right? Hard to wrap your mind around, because it doesn't matter who you are, where you find yourself on life's journey, you will inevitably find yourself in a hard situation, a hard season. And like today's character, it might just take a second for that to all settle in. And here's the thing, I don't want to give away the end of the story, but pretty sure you guys have heard this one a time or two. Zechariah and Elizabeth, they make it through their geriatric pregnancy, their health concerns, and all the hard stuff that's associated with that together. Mary and Joseph get through the fear and shame and stigma and all the hard stuff that's associated with that together. In both cases, their hard news is somehow transformed into good news by love, by their love for each other, and maybe even more so, by their trust in a loving God. And so whether you've been sitting with some hard news lately, or you know someone who's received some hard news lately, I pray that in all of those hard moments, that you would know love. All right, the love of a friend, a family member, a ride or die life partner. The love of a God who entered our sometimes messy and hard world to offer healing and wholeness to everyone. All right, everyone. Because when you find and cultivate that kind of love, hard news, it somehow becomes slightly easier to hold because you're not carrying it yourself. The Christmas story that we kick off this week, right? It's all about love entering our world in the most unexpected way. The whole concept's hard to hold, hard to accept, hard to wrap our minds around how it all works, and yet we still gather to celebrate it every year because through it, the world came to know that